Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, here we are once again with your word in hand, our hearts and our minds open and our ears and our eyes ready to receive from our God the things, the truths that you want us to know from the book of Galatians. And today, Lord, we ask that you would bless us with your Spirit, that we might be led into all truth and empowered to live according to ways that are pleasing to you. And we'll give you thanks for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Making Myself a Transgressor. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 18. Paul the Apostle has been putting forth persuasions as to why the keeping of the law should not be added to faith in Jesus Christ. It was because we could not keep the law that Jesus came. And now that he has bore the punishment for our sins through his death on the cross, the effort to return to the law would be a mistake. Paul continues his words in chapter 2 and verse 18 of Galatians, where we read, "For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor." Paul declares, first of all, "For if I build again the things which I destroyed." Paul infers that it doesn't make sense to rebuild the very ideas that he spent time tearing down. The law of God is perfect, and it was only incomplete because people could not keep the law. If the keeping of the law could have been done by anyone except Jesus, there would have been no need for Jesus to come in the first place. Paul spent time tearing down the idea that anyone could keep the law of God, and therefore we all need a Savior. The Judaizers were in effect trying to rebuild the very pattern of life that Paul concluded could not be kept. Paul adds, "I make myself a transgressor." The very idea that Paul would go back and rebuild what he spent time tearing down would indict him as a sinner for tearing it down in the first place. Paul the Apostle was a lawyer and well-educated, and we can see it manifested in this deduction. Because it makes no sense at all to rebuild a manner of living that he presented as being incomplete, he would be guilty as a transgressor should he attempt to build it back. More than likely, Paul's words are directed toward Peter's neglecting the Gentiles and the Judaizers who were promoting such a regression. But we can apply his thought to ourselves if we think about it. Sometimes we may have a tendency to go back and try to keep the law of God as a way to show God we are good. We may seek accolades for obeying the law, and deep within ourselves believe that somehow God might accept us because of our own efforts. Even worse, we may have a tendency to condemn ourselves because we have failed to keep God's law from time to time. Let it be clear from Paul's words today that if we build again those things which were destroyed, we make ourselves a transgressor. And that is a title that none of us have to wear because of the grace of Jesus Christ. Next time, we will discover how to be dead to the law and alive unto God. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.